You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. This is Intermezzo. It's my great pleasure to welcome back into our studios Celeste Shearer and to welcome for the first time Dina K. Jones, two members of the Great American Trio, which is performing three times in the next couple of weeks. And it's also a concert around a CD that will soon be issued featuring only music by James Grant. Welcome Celeste Shearer and Dina K. Jones. I should just also say Celeste Shearer is a horn player and teaches at Mesa Middle School.
Yes.
And Dina K. Jones on the piano faculty at UTEP. And the third member of the Great American Trio is James Shearer, tuba professor here at New Mexico State. Welcome to you all now.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so I want to start. This is a concert tomorrow night at the Atkinson Recital Hall here at NMSU, and then we'll announce the other times at UTEP and in Alamogordo in a couple of weeks. A whole CD devoted to the music of James Grant. We'll start with you, Celeste. I know who he is. In fact, we'll link to an interview I did with him a few years ago, but who is James Grant to you musically and personally, and why a CD devoted to his music?
Musically, he's a really fine composer, one of the greatest musicians, composers that I've had the opportunity to play his music, to work with, to be a partner with. I met him through my husband, James Shearer, when he did music for Jim, and he's a great friend. Someone I met through my husband, Jim, and I've had the opportunity to hang out with him, if you will, and his beautiful wife at their place in Canada. We've spent two summers with him, and this past summer, over many meals and kayaks and paddle boards on his lake, we came to the decision that one of his pieces that he had written for a student of his was a perfect piece to play on the horn. And he said, hey, when I asked if I could please play that piece for him, he said, hey, why don't you play several of my pieces for me? And then we said, why don't we do a single CD with all of his music and me playing? And that's how it started. And here we are.
And his music is accessible. It's wonderfully accessible, and he has done a lot of these collaborations where he sort of does a collaborative commission for music, getting himself, donors, and musicians involved so that it takes the burden off one person or two people. So,
indeed.
Yeah, so that's a great service, actually, that he provides for the music community, too, to make it a kind of collaborative effort. And Dina, were you familiar with his music before this project came up?
No. Before I played, the first pieces that we did with Celeste were Why Because. That was on the first CD from the Haunted America Suite. So that was the first exposure I had to James Grant as a composer. And I just love, there's something about his compositions, at least in that set of pieces, that sounds so human to me. Like, you know, these chords that are sort of expanded and warm, friendly, like a gift to the world is how I feel when I'm playing that type of music. And so we've with these new pieces, we've had that same kind of musical language. And then we've had some other interesting musical language that's challenging and very rhythmic. It's still a gift to the world, but you got to practice that gift a little harder. It's still accessible. It's still accessible. And I think people will really love it. But it's just energetic, lots of leaps on the instruments, lots of rhythm tied in with a horn, and then with the tuba and horn later when they're doing this double concerto. So it's a lot of different styles on this project than that first project that I did when I was introduced to Jim Grant's music.
Yeah, I should say that this is not your first time playing the music of James Grant. It does appear on the Haunted America Suite, which is a CD that came out a few years ago with music by James Grant, our department chair here, Lon Chaffin, Lester Pack, and also NMSU graduate Justin Raines. Mm. That's how it gets the name, Haunted America Suite, a piece by Justin Raines. So when does this new CD come out?
we are going to record starting May 26th.
Okay, soon.
Yes, mm-hmm. very soon. And hopefully wrap it up by June 1st. And as soon as we finish all the other details, you know, get it in the can, as they say, we're looking at it very soon.
This is an unusual combination, which was, I think, why you get to wear proudly the title Great American Trio. Horn, tuba, and piano. Is there very much music written for that combination?
I think, well,
Dina.
I haven't played for this combination of instruments before. And I think we were talking with Jim, who said that this, he knows all the history. He knows all the history about everything. But that the trio was once an arrangement for Alec Wilder, I think.
I think you're right, because I think I asked this to Jim at a previous question. Yeah,
I haven't played any of that music, but boy, does it feel great as a pianist to be able to play with horn and tuba, and to play with Jim and Celeste, because they're such fabulous musicians. I mean, you know, a lot of pianists will play with cello, violin, or you know, with other winds, woodwinds, but to be able to play with two brass instruments and to play piano, it's a great fit for me and my style.
How is it different?
I get to just be a lot more free, and they're very easy to follow. And so it's not that you just get to play louder, because it's not really that at all. But I just feel like I can be free. The dialogue between the three of us is very, very interesting and new sounds. It's not something that people hear all of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely with that combination. So tell us a little bit about the pieces that are on the program tomorrow night.
Wow. There's a huge, huge range of pieces to be offered tomorrow night from, again, the most beautiful, lyrical, oh my goodness, collaborative between the piano and the horn, pieces that make you want to cry, if that's where you're going with those pieces, pieces that make you laugh, just beautiful, luscious, gorgeous chords. And then mixed in with all of that are some extravagant pieces, if you will. Pieces, one entitled Sultry and Eccentric. And the first movement is indeed sultry. And the second movement is indeed eccentric. There's no other word. It's an incredible piece that I've never had the opportunity to work on before. Something this challenging. The collaboration between the piano and the horn is something that's taken hours and hours of work. You're going to hear a really cool piece at the end of the program, entitled titled "Double Concerto," which was originally written for tuba and baritone, or tuba and euphonium, and he rewrote it for tuba and French horn, and it's performed normally with a wind ensemble. And obviously, tomorrow night it'll be with piano, and wow, what a magnificent piece! And especially for Dina, her part—you know, when you take a whole wind ensemble part and put it down into into a piano part—is quite a challenge. And Dina is just magnificent. It's really exciting. It's exciting,
but I think all of the parts are really challenging. Yeah, and.
It is one of the amazing talents of pianists that you get to sometimes play an entire orchestra or an entire wind ensemble with your two hands.
Right.
But that is done. It's reduced down for the piano. Yeah. Now, there's also a world premiere on this program. Tell us about Two Lovers Dream by Tom Clary. That's not going to be on the CD, I'm assuming.
I don't think it's on the CD.
The CD is just James Grant.
Right.
But this was a piece... that actually, to be honest, my husband woke me up one morning and said, Celeste, we've got a new piece written by Tom, great friend of ours, wonderful musician, fabulous trumpet player, and a great barbecue person too. My husband cooks with him on a barbecue team in Memphis, and Tom Clary wrote this piece for the two of us. And when I read the title, I thought, oh, this sounds romantic.
Two Lovers Dream is the title.
Indeed, Two Lovers Dream. And when I read his program notes, it completely changed the outlook of this piece. I would like you to read the program notes when you come to the concert tomorrow night. It's a beautiful piece, written for Jim and Celeste, two lovers, and we dream a lot and we sleep a lot. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, that is an enticement to make sure people come to the concert. We've got to see those program notes and learn more about it. Now, Celeste, you teach at Mesa Middle School.
I do.
I remember you've got varied and wide-ranging background as a horn player, and you played at Tanglewood, and you've had a number of different places that you've performed, and you teach young people, and just a few words about that experience, teaching that age group.
As you were asking that question, my smile was growing bigger and bigger. That is the greatest gift that I think I have been given. I'm not the greatest teacher on the planet, by all means, but I love what I do, and I love my job at Mesa Middle School. I've been here, this is my sixth year at Mesa Middle School. I have a great staff, but my kids, anywhere you go, the kids are great. But to get to teach music to young kids, it's a dream job. Hmm. If you can hang in there with those middle schoolers.
Well, you really get to have the opportunity of inspiring somebody young to go into music in a way that, you know, by the time they're at the university level, and we'll talk, Dina, about that level in a minute, they've made their decision. They want to be musicians or they want to be music educators.
Right.
But you're at the level where you can make a total difference in somebody's life.
Yeah, you can make it or break it. And it is a very delicate balance. And my hope is that through my teaching abilities and my outreach to them on a daily basis, and then what they see on the outside, which, you know, Celeste is doing a concert, or Mrs. Shear is doing a concert, if you will. Hopefully that sets a bug deep inside that they'll continue mm-hmm. on into when they get to see Dina or my husband Jim at the college level.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Dina, you've been teaching at UTEP for quite a few years at this point.
Quite a few years, yeah. And it's been 15.
Yeah, okay.
I say that, I'm like, wow, it's been 15. But I came to El Paso. It's my first teaching job out of graduate school.
Mm-hmm. And?
I love it here. I'm not leaving. So, yeah, the UTEP is a very vibrant, exciting place. There's been a lot of changes there since I've been at the university. And we have this new collaboration with Zuhal Bailey mm-hmm. And the Center of Entrepreneurial Arts. And so that brings a lot of great talent to the university. I see my students growing through master classes with those people, thinking about music and the business. And that's a lot different than when I was in college, because it was a lot of just, you know, practice by yourself in the practice room, and then your teacher is sort of like, no. So now it's taking that out into nursing homes and public schools. You know, it's just grown so much. We do international music festivals. I take my students to Italy, and the opportunities here really are endless, and I love this region, and I love this area.
Wonderful. The concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's the Great American Trio. My guests, Dina K. Jones on the piano and Celeste Shearer on the horn. They'll be joined by Jim Shearer on the tuba, playing music of James Grant and Tom Clary. And then May 6th at UTEP, Sunday, May 6th at 7:30 at the Fox Fine Arts Center Recital Hall. And Tuesday, May 8th at the Taze Center in Alamogordo at 7 o'clock. I'll be announcing those concerts again closer to the time. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you
so much.